Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up with Hope. Hope you're doing well as we begin a brand new day. And today, we are in the Feast of Trumpets. We are in a brand new year on God's calendar. Welcome to 5783. It began at sundown yesterday, and you know, Jewish time is 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Of course, our time is midnight to midnight. And so we have to count the days when we're going through these feast days. We look at sundown to sundown. So what started at 6 p.m. goes through 6 p.m. today. So we are officially in the very first day of the 10 days of awe. And it is called the Feast of Trumpets and also Rosh Hashanah. So what an awesome day to be alive. And wow, if you did not see the YouTube live Rosh Hashanah last night, you really missed it. So many things happened. It is on our YouTube channel, Sharon Bolin Ministries. The link is in your email. If you registered, you should have received the link. And it's also, the link is posted on Facebook. If you didn't get the link or something happened, you weren't able to see it, please, please make every effort to watch it. Truly miraculous when I tell you what happened last night. First of all, though, I want to welcome you to a brand new year on God's calendar. This is awesome, everybody. And if you listened to the message last night, you will realize we just ended a Shemitah year in a cycle of seven sevens. So really, we've just completed 49 years, and this year is number 50. I was sharing last night how 50 links with Jubilee, and you better get ready because we're in a Jubilee year. Can you imagine? It takes 50, you have to get to 50 years to even experience a Jubilee year. A lot of people don't even get to this, and here we are. We are in Jubilee, and you have got to really, really prepare yourself for what God is going to do in this new year. It is going to be a year of miracles, signs, and wonders on a scale you have never experienced. And I explained last night that in Jubilee, all debts are canceled, families have restoration, slaves are set free, so everybody that's in bondage gets freedom, and there's such a blessing that happens, and all that has been lost is restored, and it deals with the three words, restitution, recompense, reward. You should have those three by memory, especially after watching last night. Restitution, recompense, reward, and that's what's happening right now. You're in it. So I want you to get ready, and I want you to be in anticipation and expect what God is going to do because it is going to be awesome. Now, it's interesting to note that God's word is so exact. I just love when I read the Bible because there's so much hidden here, and God's word just continues to ring true. Now, when we look at Leviticus 23, and I was sharing this last night, it's interesting, Leviticus 23:23 and through 24, but just the fact that it's Leviticus 23, and we are going to be stepping into the year 2023 in January. The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of Sabbath rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blast. Do no work, but present an offering, a food offering to the Lord. So this encapsulates the Feast of Trumpets. Remember, we just stepped into the month of Tishri. Tishri, and I shared this again on the video, so I want every single one of you to look at that YouTube live today so you don't get behind because you're going to get another message because we're going into day two tonight. Remember, after 6 p.m., we're going into the second day. So you'll be getting a second day two message at 8 p.m. tonight. Now, actually, it'll be emailed to you. The link will be emailed to you prior to that, but you will see the live at 8 p.m. tonight. Now, I want to explain this because it is so powerful. As we step into the month of Tishri, this is the seventh month on God's calendar, all right? So when you look at the Hebraic calendar, this is the seventh month. And the first day of the seventh month begins Feast of Trumpets. It's a two-day feast. And then we go into the tenth day of the seventh month, which is Yom Kippur, known as the Day of Atonement. Then we go into the 15th day of the seventh month, and we have the greatest of all feasts, which is Tabernacles, the Feast of Glory, and I'll be doing a teaching on that. But what is amazing is this is the beginning of the fall feast, and only in this month, the seventh month, do we find three divine appointments with God. So we're in a very important month. There are three feast days, Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles. And God is speaking to us about getting our lives in order. Remember, you don't get to the glory, which is Tabernacles, until you first go through repentance. That is why in Trumpets, which we are in right now, we go through the 10 days of all, soul affliction, we get right before God, and on the 10th day, it's a national day of repentance, it's a day of fasting, so you don't have to fast for the first 9 days, but on the 10th day, which is the Day of Atonement, I'm going to ask everybody to join me in a fast that day, and we're going to be fasting, and we're going to be praying, and we're going to be lifting up our nation in fasting and prayer. Very important, and Atonement is the holiest day on God's calendar. Only on the Day of Atonement could the high priest go behind the veil and stand in front of the ark. That has so much relevance and meaning. I'll be doing a teaching on that on Atonement. You're going to love it. Wait till you hear all the signs and the types and shadows of Atonement. It will really astound you. But then on the 15th day of this month, the seventh month, Tishri, we step into the Feast of Tabernacles. So the Feast of Tabernacles is the Feast of Glory. Again, look at how God has the sequence. You start with trumpets, and the trumpet is really a warning, a sounding. It's an alarm. It's get your life in order. It's a trumpet voice that's sounding. And so the people would gather, and they would bring an offering. So think about it. Not only do they come to God and they repent and they get right, but they also bring an offering. That is so important as we are stepping into this month in the Feast of Trumpets for us to give God a special offering. And note this, they didn't stop bringing their animals for sacrifice and their regular offering. This was an offering on top of that. Why? Because it's a divine point with God. It's a divine appointment. It's a day that God has selected to meet with him. Isn't it amazing that God will do so much when you meet with him, but God never says, I want you to just come empty-handed. God asks for an offering. Why does God do that? Because God wants you to give what you hold on to. God wants you to give to him because he is giving so much to us. Give and it shall be given. God is always giving. Think about it. You just woke up this morning and you have been given a brand new day. You have been given the breath of life. You have been given the sun to awaken. You have been given the air to breathe. Look at all the things you've been given. So as God is giving constantly to us, he also wants us to give. So it's a time of a special offering, and I made this offer on the live video yesterday afternoon. Everyone that will give an offering towards the Feast of Trumpets, it doesn't matter what size it is, any size, I will be sending you my devotional book, Evening Light, free of charge, and I want to bless everyone with that for giving an offering because it's such a special time, and I don't want you to miss the blessing. There's such a huge blessing on giving, especially on feast days, and as we are giving, as God commanded, on the Feast of Trumpets. So it's so powerful. It's so awesome. And I want to also read this portion in, you'll find this in Numbers chapter 29, if you want to go into this a little bit more on the Feast of Trumpets. It says, in the seventh month, first day of the month, you will have a holy convocation. So notice, it's holy. Right now, we're in a holy time. God is a holy God. His feasts are holy. You shall do no work, for it is a day of blowing of trumpets. You will offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to God. Note that. And God listed out a young bull, one ram, seven lambs in the first year without blemish. So when we give God an offering, we don't give God some blemished offering. We don't just throw him a tip. You give God the best. Note that. A lamb without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, 1/10 for each of the seven lambs, also 1 kid of goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering with its grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offerings according to the ordinance. And note this, as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. So why does God want an offering given to him? It's stated right here. Because he wants a sweet aroma that will ascend to him. You know, when you give to God, you're not just giving an offering. That offering becomes a sacrificial gift, and it ascends to God as a sweet aroma, and that's when your life is blessed. The more we give, the more we're blessed. I mean, it is just the way it works. It is so awesome to see what God does. I want you to also note this, verse 7. On the 10th day of the seventh month, again, we're going through the 10 days of all, right? Well, it culminates on day 10, which is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But note what the scripture says. On the 10th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy, again, holy convocation. You shall afflict your soul, do no work, and present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma. And he goes through it again. And God is saying here, I want you to have a day as you're going through these 10 days of all, but on this 10th day, I want you to really look at this soul affliction, because we're really going through soul affliction through the 10 days. But when you get to atonement, it is the culmination. It is the greatest of the 10 days. And the nation would come together, afflict their souls. And this is when the blood would be sprinkled on the mercy seat and the high priest would go behind the veil to atone for the sins of the nation. But God is not going to give you mercy and forgive your sins until you afflict your soul. So we've got to come to repentance. And I just wonder how many Christians throughout a 365-year, take time to search their hearts and afflict their souls. It is so important for us to do so. Now, we don't have to search our hearts just in this 10-day period, of course. But to honor it because God marked it on his calendar, there is a great blessing. Do you know that since 2007, when I began holding Crusades in New Orleans, God began to speak to me about holding a day of prayer for the nation, National Day of Prayer. And so we would rent out arenas and convention centers on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And thousands would gather, and it would be 6 to 8 hours, and we would align different people to come and pray, and we would blow the shofar and pray and worship God and cry out not just for America, but for the city because of the crime and the murder and all that. And do you know that that day was so holy? You would walk out of that prayer gathering completely changed. And instantly, the same day, crime would shut down, murder rate would go down, things would change. It was as though God brought this cloud into the city and everything would change. Things started changing in the nation. It was so miraculous and so powerful. And I would look at the headlines for that day. I would look at the headlines for the following week and then the next week after that. So the week that we prayed, the entire week, it was as though God just moved into the city and stopped the madness. I remember praying. We were praying about this out-of-control murder rate that New Orleans was having. I think it was back in 2010. And how people were just dying every day. And we were praying against that. Do you know that year? I have the stats on it. New Orleans was set to be one of the highest murder-rated cities. And after that prayer gathering, everything changed. Everything changed. It's the power of prayer of the saints. After going through soul affliction, God will hear. And when we meet with God on these feast days, you're going to see major things happen. Now, God is going to meet with us anytime. The veil is rent. The throne is open. We can go to the throne of grace anytime. But there is something different about, and very special, I believe, about honoring God's calendar. And it's important that we do so. And sad to say, most churches do not teach this. That is why we have had over 450 people register, which the majority have no idea and have never gone through this before because they don't even know this is in the Bible. And I believe this is so important because I have honored these feast days for so many years, and I have seen the blessings of God. I have seen the miracle working power of God, and I have seen what God can do, especially during this season. That is why I want you to join me for these 10 days. It's so important that you spend time every day, and I will be addressing different sins. It's going to be a little bit different than last year. And as I'm praying, the Holy Spirit is moving and speaking to me as we're going through these 10 days. So be sure to join us, and then you'll get the link to the video. I believe every afternoon it will be emailed to you, so look for it in your email between 3 and 4 o'clock. And then at 8 p.m. Central Time, you're just going to click on that link, and we'll be live, and you'll be able to see it. Now, I wanted to share quickly with you, and I want you to remember this. In Exodus 20, remember when God came down, he gave the Ten Commandments audibly before Moses got the Ten Commandments written. You have to read that in Exodus 20. But it's interesting to note in Exodus 20, verse 18, when the people saw, note that, they saw with their eyes. When the people saw the lightning and heard with their ears the thunder and the loud blast of the trumpet, which is the ram's horn, the shofar, and they saw the mountain in smoke with flashes of lightning and smoke billowing, they stood at a distance in fear. Why were they in fear? Because it was a time of awe. Everything about God is awe. We're awestruck at who he is, and that's why we're going through the days of awe. And the people were afraid because they'd never seen that before. Lightning, thunder, the trumpets blowing, smoke. I mean, think about the cloud that descended on Sinai. Now, I want you to remember that, and I want to talk to you for a moment about what happened at 7 p.m. as we stepped into Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. So, again, yesterday evening, Grace and I drove to the place that I minister, which is the old Texas Rangers ballpark field. Do you know, for 25 years I have stood on that field, but this year, early in 2023, actually the spring, I saw construction happening on my field. I've been standing on that field and praying for 25 years. That's where I began the ministry and erected the tent. And I noticed all these bulldozers and cranes, and I didn't know what was going on. Well, I come back to pray about a week later, and the entire field has been dug, uprooted, and it is now a mountain of dirt and mud. In fact, the soil on that land that I erected that tent is no longer a grassy field. It is now a mountainous terrain. And they have piled all of that soil so high that it looks like a mountain range. And I have ministered from that particular area in the parking lot, right in front of it, many times in my Facebook Live this year. So I knew that I had to go to the quote-unquote mountain to present this message on Feast of Trumpets. So Grace and I arrive, and we're getting everything set up. It's a beautiful afternoon hour going into sundown, evening time, about 6:30, and the sun is, going down, and it's still shining because we don't really go dark until about 8 o'clock or so. Anyway, and we're setting everything up and testing it, making sure it works, talking to Ryan, and we're ready to go for 7 p.m. Well, at 6:45, it was such a beautiful display of the setting sun and the clouds that I took a picture. And so did Grace. She said, look how gorgeous. It looks like there are gold rims in the cloud. I said, it does. It looks golden. So we were just rejoicing. And again, perfectly, beautifully clear. At 5 till 7, all of a sudden, this enormous cloud rolls in. And I don't know what is going on. I'm standing there. I notice that it's getting rather cloudy. But it's not cloudy everywhere. It's the cloud is only stationed over the mountain and where I'm standing. And all of a sudden, it begins to rain. And so Grace said, Mom, I have an umbrella. So I'm standing in front of my phone, and I'm about to go live, and it's raining, but it's not raining hard. It's just barely sprinkling. It was just like a light, light, light shower. And I said, now, Lord, you're not going to have it rain as I'm ministering to these people, are you? It's the Feast of Trumpets. What is going on out here? And so I'm talking to the Lord, and the clock is ticking, and I know that I have to go live at 7 o'clock. And Grace says, Mom, I don't know what to do. I said, she goes, I have to hold this umbrella over this phone. I can't allow your phone to get wet. So you all have no idea what was going on. And I said, listen, I know that the Lord is going to, this rain will not continue. This is a sign. Look how it's very slight rain, very, very slight rain. You're not going to stand here the whole time and hold this umbrella. This is a sign from heaven. The rain of the Spirit is coming, Grace. This is what God is saying to us right now. I am about to speak. God is about to bring the rain. It is a Feast of Trumpets. Something is going on here. So I'm standing there. We're about to start. This gigantic cloud rolls in. And right before I go live, thunder and lightning. I kid you not. Thunder and lightning. If I had just had someone come and video from the parking lot what was really happening, you all would never have believed this. So I hear the roll of thunder. Grace looks at me and she says, "Mom, it's lightning, it's thundering, but it's only over this mountain where you're standing." So I said, "It's the Lord." So we look at the other side of the parking lot, clear blue sky. She goes, "Should you move and go to another location to the other side where it's not raining?" I said, "No, this rain will not continue. This is a sign. The Lord is doing something." So we go live, and I'm ministering, and after about 5 minutes or so, all of a sudden the little drops stop. Grace takes the umbrella away, and everything is wonderful. But then the wind picks up, and three doves appear. Okay, I pray in this parking lot all the time, and there are moments that I will pray and a dove will come. It's been awesome. But normally there are no birds. If there are birds, they definitely are not doves hanging out in a big parking lot. The minute I start, three doves appeared. Is anybody hearing me this morning? Talk about Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So I just knew the Holy Spirit was with us. And I began to minister. The wind picks up. The cloud is over the mountain. You can see it behind me in the video. Lightning, I will say something, and then there will be a flash of lightning. You couldn't really hear, I guess, the thunder, but I could hear this thunderous roll. It was absolutely the most miraculous thing. You cannot make these things up if you tried. What are the odds, y'all, of this happening? Of course, it didn't happen at 6 o'clock. It didn't happen at 9 o'clock. It happened right at 7 when we began. The Lord is so with us. It was awesome. Now, I'm ministering, and all of a sudden, and there's not a single human being anywhere in sight, and we prayed that. Well, all of a sudden, here comes some straggler walking across this enormous parking lot. And, of course, he has the whole parking lot, but he's walking towards me. And he's got a little backpack, and he looks, he's probably in his 30s, tall, very thin guy. Could be a little suspect, you know, in this day and age, you really don't know. And Grace is sitting in the car watching me. He's coming towards me, and it looks like he's going to just keep walking behind the camera. So I stopped, and I said, "Excuse me, could you please go behind the camera?" Because I didn't want him to interrupt. So I kept on going. I figured he'd keep walking. Well, he stopped. And he stops, and he's kind of shocked that here's this woman dressed up and standing and preaching this message. And, Grace was a little bit concerned. She's sitting in the car watching, and he stops right by the car, and I can't see him. And he's just stopped there. And so think about what was going on, and you people on this call and this podcast, you're getting the behind the scenes, because, of course, I couldn't say that when I was sharing this yesterday evening. So I keep ministering, and he won't keep walking. And so I stopped. I said, "Hey, I'd love for you to hear my message. Why don't you come stand in front of me?" All of this is on video, y'all. I wanted him to stand in front of the car so I could watch him, because I honestly had no idea why this guy was there. He's got a backpack. Is he going to pull out a gun? Is he going to harm us? He looked a little bit high. You know, he a little bit like wasn't sure where he was. Could have been on drugs. I wasn't sure, and I couldn't pay attention to him because I've got to stay in my zone of ministering. Now, who goes through these things? I mean, talk about, Lord, the moment. Can this guy please go away? So I keep going, because I know in my heart, though there was a concern, I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt nothing is going to happen, especially as far as I'm ministering. somebody would not dare do something to harm me, or I believe a lightning bolt from heaven would have struck that guy. That's how sure I am of who my God is, and I am not just saying that casually. Lightning would strike, thunder would roll, and if anybody hurt us or came near us, I promise you they would be struck by lightning or God would stop them, because God is not playing games. He will protect his people. And I was standing there yesterday delivering God's message, and I did not know what was going on, but I had to keep on going with it. And so he's standing there, and he's just in awe of all of this going on, and he's fiddling around, pulls out his phone. And so I keep ministering, and then all of a sudden, towards the end, I said, I know you're about to leave here. I wanted to give you my book. So I walked behind the camera. I gave him my book, and I said, listen, I want you to read this, and God has something for you in this. And he looked at me, and he said, I want to thank you. And he started talking, but he had an accent, a foreign accent, could have been Czechoslovakian, around the Ukraine area, I'm not sure, but he had that type of accent. And he looked at me, and he was just so surprised that I gave him the book. And so I would have loved to pray with him and talk to him, but I had to come back to the camera. So I come back, and he walks away, and he disappears out of sight. And I'm there, and we're talking and praying, and God is moving. It was so amazing. So when we concluded, Grace and I, we had played the sound of the shofar in the beginning, and Grace said, Mom, this is such a holy moment. Look up. And we're standing there. It is now about 7, maybe 7:40, because I think that the message is only about 30, 35 minutes. 7:40. We stayed there from 7:40 till about 8 o'clock or a little after, watching that cloud, watching God display his presence. And we lifted our hands and we worshiped. And we stood there in tears saying, oh, Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you. And every time we would speak and say we love you, he would fire away a thunderbolt or a lightning flash. It was absolutely the most miraculous time. I wish every single one of you could have been there. You talk about a moment with God, and that little field was now excavated, and you think about all this dirt piled up to a mountain, looks like a mountain, and here is the Lord. The entire parking lot, clear as a crystal bell, but only over where we're standing in that mountain was that enormous cloud with lightning and thunder, and God was there, y'all. God was there. It was so awesome. And Grace looked at me. She goes, Mom, do you realize this is the Lord? I said, yes. And she said, Lord, we love you. And we just turned on that shofar again, and we began to hold it up in the atmosphere, and the Holy Spirit was moving. It was absolutely one of the most monumental times in my life. And I just stood there and told him how much I loved him. And as we were talking to him, he would thunder or he would lightning. I'm telling y'all, this, you cannot make these kind of things up. And it's the Feast of Trumpets. We had just stepped into it. What are the odds? You couldn't even put this together if you tried, because none of us controls the weather. This is God's. But it was absolutely the most phenomenal time, and I only wish I had an audience of people, because you would have seen it for yourself. But when you watch the YouTube today, when you watch the video, I want you to look behind me, okay? A little of it is captured. You couldn't see the magnitude, because when I said this is the year and when I said the word jubilee, I want you to watch what happens. All of a sudden, this lightning bolt hits. And it, Grace told me, she said, Mom, it wasn't captured. You only saw part of it behind you. But she said it looked like it was a rolling flash. It was right behind you, and it rolled. It flashed all the way across the sky.
God was saying yes. He was confirming yes. It's Jubilee. Yes. I'm confirming my word. Yes. I'm going to honor this 50th year, and I'm going to bless my people in the midst of this waning economy, in the midst of all the evil. My people will come into Jubilee. Isn't it just like God? He does it in the most uncertain of times, yet he does it. Hallelujah. And that is why he says to give an offering. Because your giving, even in hard times, opens up the blessing. And Jubilee is all about what? Debts are canceled, bondages are broken, families are restored. What you have lost comes back. There's a gain, restitution, recompense, reward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I just had to share that this morning because I'm still so excited about what the Lord did and really in awe of what he did yesterday afternoon, or may I say yesterday evening. It was truly, truly miraculous, and I'm just in awe. You know, I came home last night, Grace and I, we prayed for that gentleman, and I thought to myself, Lord, why would you allow that guy to come just during that time? Why did he even show up? And I felt like the Lord was really speaking to me about that entire situation. The prodigals will come home in Jubilee. The ones that had been wondering will come back. And I felt like he was wondering. You know, he may have been on drugs, may have had a tough life. I don't know his story. But he was obviously not saved. He was obviously struggling and in the world. And in that message, I mean, what are the odds that this guy is just walking across the lot, and he comes in contact with the word of God on the Feast of Trumpets, stands there, listens to the message, and gets a book. Hello? I mean, what are the odds of that? I believe God is saying, in this new season, the lost will be saved like you have never seen in your life. And you know what's miraculous is that he didn't just walk by and go on the other side, and he walked right in front and stopped to see what was going on. Not you know, keep on going. Something stopped him. This guy, the Spirit of God was arresting him and dealing with him, even if he was high. Now, I don't know if he was. He just seemed a little bit kind of, you know, like somebody that may have been on some kind of drug. But he listened, and he was very alert when it came to that message, and he was just, you should have seen his face. He was in awe of that word, and he was, his eyes were so big, and he was listening, and I'm sure I was saying things he didn't even understand. But God is saying, I'm going to bring the lost to the cross. They're coming. Wait and see what I will do in this year of Jubilee. I think that guy was a sign to us of what God is going to do with the lost souls. He's going to bring them in. They're going to hear the gospel. They're going to be arrested. The presence of God is going to touch them. And that's all he needed. That guy had no clue that he was going to walk into that cloud in the presence of God and hear a message. What are the odds, everybody? I need to do a Facebook Live on this, just the testimony of what happened. It was so powerful. And now he has a book on peace because I'm sure he needs it. And you just don't know what God's going to do. That's why I tell people all the time, when you fully surrender to the Lord, he's leading you. And wherever he leads you, there will always be something that he will do, some door that will open, some life he will lead you to. So I want you all to get prepared and get ready as we step into this new year. Amen. And also, I believe this goes along with what God spoke to me about Let's Pray, our new movement, a campaign that we launch, this television commercial, January 1st, Let's Pray USA, getting our nation to pray. Imagine what will happen when all of us begin to really pray and intercede for our nation and the miracles that God will do in this Jubilee year. That is why this campaign is so important. And you'll find out more about it. I'll be posting all about that as we're going through, concluding these 10 days. After the 10 days, after atonement, we will have something on the website so you all can donate towards it. But this is huge, y'all, what God is doing right now. And what a way, you talk about what a way to step into a new year with a cloud, with a little bit of rain for the rain of the Spirit, with the shofar that we were blowing and the lightning and the thunder. Wow, it was truly an awesome, awesome evening. Well, the Lord bless you. And again, thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I look forward to being with you tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time. Remember, it's the link will be in your email. You will receive that email about 4 p.m. If you don't get it, then you need to send us an email. Ryan's trying to get on top of everything to contact everyone. Some people had some issues with the video last night, but it's there. I watched the whole thing. Nothing was cut off. So go to the link that you received yesterday, and you will find the video, or just go to my YouTube channel. It's right there for you to watch, and I want you to comment, because I'm reading the comments and I'm going to answer the comments. So please make sure you comment and like and subscribe to the channel so you can get notifications. The Lord bless you. Love to all. And enjoy this glorious Feast of Trumpets. We'll see you again on Wednesday.